Greetings and salutations. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast, where I am your host, coach, and creator of all things soul-driven, soul-intended, Bryce Bryson. In this Spiritually Logic podcast episode, we are going to talk about spiritual relationships and the different variations that they come in, particularly soulmates. And we may sometimes wonder why certain people are in our lives, and not until the time has passed do we realize what their purpose was. In the moment, it is sometimes hard to grasp their presence, or perhaps we have such a good time we forget to step back and appreciate the now. While all of this is totally normal, as most of us resonate with this thought, further insight can be helpful in our interaction and view of such situations. Understanding the different kinds of spiritual relationships and connections that exist can help us navigate, appreciate, and open up our bandwidth for viewing different moments and stages in life. This increased insight may also help us elaborate and clarify the meaning of soulmates as we understand it in pop culture. Among the various people you encounter in life, there are certain individuals that stand out. For the most part, these more meaningful relationships are likely to fall into one of the three main spiritual relationships: karmic, soulmate, and twin flame. Now, quick Spiritually Logic plug. Check out the previous episodes on karmic relationships as well as twin flames. Moving forward, to clarify, a spiritual relationship is a physical person in your life, but the focus is on your spiritual connection and how both your souls interact. Spiritual relationships are meant to help you evolve and grow from the lessons you learn through each encounter. So you may ask yourself, how do you know if you have met someone that you could have a soul connection with, whether it's romantic or not? Is it easy to decipher? Ever meet someone that you just click with? Feel like you can just get along with them, or as if you've known them for years? When you meet someone from your soul group, you will instantly have this sense of familiarity, whether it's romantic or not. You'll connect effortlessly. So then you might ask yourself, does it matter at what stage of your life you are in when you meet your soulmate or connected spiritual partner? And the answer is, it does not. But you will typically pull one of the soulmates into your vortex when you need them most. However, you will notice that at certain times in life, the universe is nudging you towards something, and this is generally when people within soul groups tend to find one another. Usually during a difficult or even positive time in your life, or when you might need to level up. So next, you may ask, does each spiritual relationship connection stay with you for life? Are certain relationships only for certain stages, or can you outgrow them? The answer to that simply is, not all stay. However, you will always have a connection with them. The next time you question why something is happening or regret something, as you look back, remember that same soul connection came for a specific reason, which is to help us with a particular mission or life lesson. And it's always up to us if we're going to learn and then apply that lesson to move on to the next spiritual relationship level. You never really outgrow anyone. You simply continue on both of your separate journeys, either individually or together, depending on the soul tie and connection. So what are the different types of spiritual relationships and connections? First up, as previously mentioned, are karmic relationships. And just a brief description of the karmic relationship. Remember, I also have a podcast episode on that. Often come into our lives to teach us lessons we didn't learn in previous lifetimes. These types of relationships don't tend to end well. A lot of times people want to hold on as they are nostalgic about what they felt at the beginning of the relationship, failing to see what is bringing or what has brought that relationship to an end. There is an instant connection, very intense, and there is no shortage of love, but again, it can end up toxic. In short, these relationships generally aren't meant to last. With that being said, they should be honored as they are still part of your soul goal and soul-driven journey and lesson. They're just here to teach us the tougher lessons within ourselves and within interacting in a co-mingleship, so to speak. Moving on, we get to the soulmate relationships, which are often the people that you marry. You have an instant connection, a deep understanding of one another, a solid friendship, basically everything you see in the movies. This person is safe, secure, provides you with the unconditional love, and brings about a sense of self-awareness in you, which can be triggering at times, but the good kind of triggering. Now, the twin flame, they're not just someone who's a part of your soul group. They're quite literally the other part of your soul. They mirror you in every single way. You'll immediately recognize them and know that you're both here for a purpose, generally to do something for humanity in a shared mission. They will catapult your growth in every single way possible. So with that being said, this now begs the question, is only one of these types for romantic relationships, or do some people marry or end up in long-term relationships with any one of these three types? The answer is, each of these types can be romantic or platonic. It all depends on the people involved. So with that said, you may come to the question of, can a person from your soul group be right there in your life, but you may not connect with them because of your own healing journey and or blockage that has to be taken care of? Is there such a thing? The answer, absolutely. You'll see and recognize them, but might not be in the right headspace at that point in time to begin or continue your self-healing journey. Some people opt out of these types of relationships as the lessons can be too painful. However, healing is imperative in pulling certain types of people into your vortex. There are no hard rules for these kind of relationships. People can choose to walk away from them if they want. Free will is of the utmost importance in this lifetime. The types of lessons can be very difficult and not something everyone chooses to heal from. Love. It exists within all people, places, and things. It is inextricably linked to God or spirit. It is the most powerful force in the universe. In the grand scheme of things, love encompasses all. So why is there a need to distinguish one type of love from another? The answer is that in order to spiritually awaken as individuals, we often need to label what we feel and experience. This helps us to better understand what we're going through on the physical plane. So before we continue, please know that all unconditional forms of love are no better or worse than each other. They all bring their own unique gifts and lessons. They are in fact equal. So in addition to the other spiritual relationships that we briefly went over, is also the kindred spirit. Kindred spirits are individuals that resonate at the same level or frequency as we do. As everything in life is composed of energy, we often feel attracted to some people and repelled by others. Have you ever spoken to a person who just seems to vibe or click with you? That person was probably a kindred spirit vibrating at the same frequency and energetic level as you are. physically. A kindred spirit can be anything. A close friend, a confidant, a family member, a teacher, a lover, a pet, or even a landform. Kindred spirits often play a very passive role in our lives. In other words, they do not play a very major part in our spiritual growth and development, but they do comfort and support us. Oftentimes, kindred spirits share the same personality types as we do, as well as similar tastes, interests, and passions. While not all kindred spirit connections are necessarily deep and soulful, some can be. These can be thought of as soul friend or soul tribe connections. So now that we've gone through that, let's go ahead and dig a little deeper into what a soulmate actually is. Soulmates are people in our lives whom we connect with on a deeper, more spiritual level. As the name implies, soulmates are primarily friends of the soul and can be much more. If you have found your soulmate, they will likely be the best and truest friend you will ever have. You'll be able to share everything with your soulmate, from your wildest dreams to your most shameful secrets. Nothing is off limits. Spiritually, soulmates usually play a major role in your development. It is possible for soulmates to be platonic, romantic, and/or sexual in nature. You can also have multiple soulmates in one lifetime, hence the many love triangles we see and experience. There are, however, a few different types of soulmate relationships, and we'll go through those various types right now. First up is a soul friend. Soul friends are very similar to kindred spirits. However, the essential difference between the two is that kindred spirits are more personality-based and soul friends are more essence-based, soul-driven, soul-intended, if you will. In other words, soul friends share our deepest dreams, values, and drives, not just similar personalities and tastes. This is the most common type of a soulmate. Then we have soul teachers. As the name suggests, soul teachers appear in our lives to help teach us vital life lessons. Sometimes these lessons are taught deliberately, and other times these lessons are unintentional. Soul teachers often appear in the form of ex-lovers, family members, friends, and yes, even enemies. Then we have the soul companions. This type of soulmate is a combination of both friend and teacher. In fact, soul companions most closely match people's perception of what a soulmate is. As confidants, soul companions deeply understand, love, and cherish us. The depth and blissful harmony that you experience in this relationship will outshine any other that you've ever had. So with that said, let's move on to some of the common questions that may arise when dealing with the, or when thinking about the different type of spiritual relationships and how they relate or co-mingle with one another. So first up, the first question is, what does it mean when someone says that you have a kindred spirit? So as previously discussed, when someone says you have a kindred spirit, they're often implying that both of you have a lot in common. This is a great compliment that indicates the person likes you and resonates with your interests and values. Another question may be, are kindred spirits soulmates? Or can they be soulmates? And the answer, quite simply, is yes. It is possible for kindred spirits to be soulmates. In the realm of love and connection, it's not always easy to make crystal clear distinctions. Some kindred spirits will connect with us on an ego level, while others will connect with us on a soul-driven, soul-intended level. Those who connect with us on a soul-driven level are also known as soulmates or soul friends within your soul tribe or collective. So what is the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame? Again, quick spiritually logic plug. I do have previous podcast episodes on twin flames, so you might want to go ahead and check that out. Soulmates and twin flame relationships have different purposes. While soulmates are there to provide gentle and stable support, twin flames are there to ignite the fires of spiritual transformation. Soulmate relationships are designed to uplift us, while twin flame relationships are designed to challenge us. It is often said to compare the two relationships to fire and water, fire being, of course, the twin flame, and water, the soulmates, flowing, going with the current with one another. Next question is, can a soulmate hurt you? And the answer is absolutely yes. It is possible for a soulmate to hurt you because remember, although we are spiritual beings, we are placed in a physical human casing. So with that said, no relationship is perfect, and arguments as well as emotional hurt can and most likely will occur in any type of relationship. However, in a soulmate relationship, it is highly unlikely that your soulmate will intentionally try to harm you. More often than not, they unintentionally harm you as a result of their own unresolved wounds or understanding, or even lack of understanding. But the point there is, again, they will most likely never intentionally try to hurt, harm, or put you in danger emotionally, physically, mentally, or spiritually. Next question is, do we all have a soulmate? And I believe that yes, we do. We all have at least one soulmate on this earth right now. However, not all of us are open to the possibility of connecting with our soulmate due to negative beliefs, self-destructive habits and cycles, and other limiting belief patterns of behavior. Unfortunately, some people are programmed with the belief that they are not worthy of happiness or aren't good enough. When the simple fact is, you are worthy. You are good enough to be loved. Often those who do the inner work, the shadow work, find that they're able to finally connect and reconcile with their all being, their true self, and with their soulmate after years of searching and healing. The next question, do we only have one soulmate? It is my belief that no. Many people believe we have many soulmates who exist in a multitude of forms. Our soulmates can be our partners, friends, co-workers, siblings, or even animal companions. One thing is for sure, though, all the soulmates we meet throughout our lives will have a major impact on us and our soul-driven spirituality. Our lives will be much richer after coming into contact with our soulmates. So at a fundamental level, all souls are connected and all souls flow back to one spirit. We all have been given the opportunity to experience at least one soulmate, one twin flame, or kindred spirit connection in life, and even a karmic. And let me just backtrack real quick. That is not to say that we all have twin flames, because that's not the situation. But, you know, at least half of us will experience a twin flame connection. That is my personal belief. But we will, in fact, at least have one soulmate, one kindred spirit, and definitely one karmic relationship. Remember that these relationships teach us so much about ourselves, our gifts, and our unique potentials. In the end, if we're lucky, we are brought back to the great one truth. that we have been whole and complete all along. Soulmates, twin flames, karmics, and kindred spirits merely help to remind us of that. So that's a very important lesson to take from this. We don't need either one of those different types of spiritual relationships to be made whole. We are already whole within ourselves. Sometimes we forget that. Sometimes the paradigm and matrix programming allows us to become numb to that fact, but we are absolutely whole and worthy within ourselves. Yes? Yes. Okay? And again, because sometimes, a lot of times, because of that paradigm and old belief systems is the very reason that we experience these soulmates, these kindred, twin, in some cases, and karmic relationships to bring us back to the oneness within. Okay? So we're going to go ahead and take a quick spiritually logic break. And in the next segment, we'll get into some more descriptives of what it means to be or to have or to experience a soulmate. And as always, if you want to support financially to the Spiritually Logic podcast platform, you can click on the support link at the bottom. It'll take you to the payment page where you will enter your credit and or debit card information. You will then select the dollar amount that you would like to pledge on a monthly basis: 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, which will be taken from that card or account from the date that you submit the payment. If you rather submit individual pledges, you can always do so via my Cash App, $Bryce Bryson. That's Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. Hashtag Bryce Bryson for my Venmo. Bryce Bryson or Soul Driven, Soul Intended at gmail.com. And as always, we'll be right back with you. Peace. Whiskey folk, welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast. And in this segment, we're going to go ahead and continue on with a few more types of spiritual relationships within the soulmate realm. Okay, now previously we briefly went over kindred spirits, twin, and karmic. Kindred spirits as well as twin and karmic relationships. Now remember, I do have previous episodes on twin flames and karmic relationships, so be sure to go ahead and check those out. Okay, when moving forward, just to recap, a soul connection is when two people feel they are linked on a soul-driven, soul-intended level in a significant or extraordinary way. It's the sense that your link transcends the earth plane, transcending the practical details of your relationship, like being co-workers or lovers, and that something much more brought you together or is at play. You might feel you have known each other in a past life, or that your souls agreed before this life to meet up now. When I hear someone use the word soulmate, it often suggests exclusivity, says Tess Whitehurst, who is a spiritual teacher and best-selling author. She says that we in fact have many soulmates, and as we're all part of a common humanity or spiritual consciousness, we're actually all linked on a soul-driven level. Now, I threw in the soul-driven. So with that said, how do we recognize a soulmate? So we're going to go ahead and go over some more different types of spiritual relationships. Okay, so next up would be the soul partners. There are certain souls who have agreed to partner with you in this lifetime. The most common type of soulmate. You might have agreed to be best friends, in-laws, raise children together, or open a business together. A soul partnership could be with someone you know intimately for your whole life, like a beloved sibling, or it can be with someone you barely know for a short time, like an influential person in your industry who offers you a big break in your career. Soul partners are specifically designed to help support you in this life emotionally, professionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and in any other way you require in order to accomplish and experience what your soul planned to do here on this earth in this lifetime. None of us can do this alone. None of us can do this life alone. And soul partnerships remind us how beautifully, masterfully, and intricately our lives are woven together. From there, we go on to soul ties. When you feel a soul tie, it's simply the sense that another soul is in your life for a reason. For example, if your life is very busy, yet you meet a new potential friend or potential business partner, the sense that you have a soul tie to this person could inspire you to make room in your life for this relationship. Perhaps you're not in the market for a pet, but when a friend says they need to give up their pet because they have to move overseas unexpectedly, your clairsentient or feeling psychic pathway might give you the feeling that you have a soul tie with this animal, and bringing it into your home is indeed the right thing to do for the both of you. You might think of soul ties as the ties that bind, such as the Bruce Springsteen song suggests. Now we have the past life soulmates. Many Eastern religions and philosophies discuss the concept of past lives. Now, someone they knew well in a past life, for example, by the way they described of the connection upon meeting, is how one can, how can we say, describe a potential sensation or potential knowing of a past life. If the connection is manifesting as a romance, they might say, "I've never felt this way before." When two souls have shared a significant past life together, or perhaps several, if they meet again in this life, they may be inexplicably drawn to each other. And the sexual chemistry, in most cases, can be off the charts. When people are feeling, or what people are feeling, excuse me, is the built-up energy over other lifetimes together and a soul recognition. Although you can have a soul recognition with any type of soulmate, the past life ones, whether you were at odds or best friends in the past, are extremely powerful. Now, according to MD Dr. Brian Weiss, psychiatrist and past life regression expert, two souls could agree to reincarnate and navigate toward each other after spending 1,000 Earth years apart, which is actually quite romantic. Now, I can agree with that. Yet, just because you had a significant past life with someone and are feeling all of these feelings, it doesn't necessarily mean you are supposed to partner up romantically or otherwise in this lifetime. Judge the relationship by who you both are today and how you treat each other now. If you suspect a past life connection with a current lover, try to bring more healing to the situation, even if you break up. This might look like releasing them with love, wishing them well, yet out of your life. Often when souls come back together in this lifetime, they are looking to heal something or do something better this time around. Then we have the romantic soulmates. After giving thousands of different examples or cycles of romantic, or even millions when you really think about it, within the human existence, there's one thing that we know for sure. And one thing is that when we enter a significant romantic relationship or fall in love, there's a possibility we'll partner with this person. What's not only possible, but definite, is that we are being given the opportunity to heal, learn, and grow because of the relationship. Even in the happiest or healthiest relationships, romantic soulmates can tend to tap dance on your biggest wounds or challenge you in uncomfortable ways. When two souls enter a romantic relationship, they're also entering a classroom together. I feel like I've been waiting my whole entire life to meet this person. It's always worth the wait. Find ways to fall in love with life. Work on believing a great romantic relationship is possible for you, and get help to heal those romantic wounds from the past. That speaks to the old saying, or don't be a bag lady. Don't bring your baggage from a previous relationship into the next. Amen. Amen. Next up, we have companion soulmates, which are also known as soulmate friends. Not all soulmates are romantic ones. Remember, we said that in the previous segment. Your companion soulmate or soulmate friend can be equally important in your life. If you think of earthly life as a temporary journey for the soul, as some spiritual people do, you'll want to have interesting, supportive companions for the trip. Just like any character in an epic story or legend picks up companions along the way. Think of them as spiritual sidekicks, people who seemed destined to be in your path, so you both, in turn, can give each other love and encouragement when needed to keep going on your earthly, soul-driven, soul-intended odyssey. Don't underestimate the importance of soulmate friends. Whether they are in your life for the long haul or just a few months, soul companions are necessary nourishment. Just like the human body needs food and water, the spiritual soul requires companionship in soulmates. Then we have the soul families and soul groups, the collective. Large groups of souls can be linked in soul families. This can show up as actual family members in this lifetime, like a cousin who is not only part of your earthly family, but also your soul-driven family, or as people working toward common goals who never meet. Like the collective, activists around the globe working for a similar cause, or spiritual seekers working to bring more love and awareness and light to the planet. Sometimes one soul will incarnate to try to help heal something in their family line, like a pattern of addiction, abuse, or disease. Then we have soul contracts. Intuitive and spiritual teacher Robert Ohoto describes soul contracts as agreements you made on a soul-driven level to do certain things in this lifetime. You might have a soul contract to mentor a certain child or write a certain book. These contracts can be renegotiated, so if you're in a toxic situation, leave or change the dynamic to a healthier one. Yet feeling you have a soul contract to do something challenging, like start your own business, can give you the inspiration and stamina to make it through the difficult moments of that journey. Knowing if you have a soul contract around something or someone in your life is all about learning to follow your intuition. I'm gonna say that again. Knowing if you have a soul contract around something or someone in your life is all about learning to follow your intuition, that gut instinct. Then we have the soul teachers, which we previously discussed in the previous segment. A soul teacher is a healer or mentor who can come into your life via divine timing because they're a soulmate teacher. It could be the college professor who encourages you to go after a certain major or career path, or the counselor or naturopath who teaches you how to better manage your anxiety. Sometimes a soulmate might show up to teach you by challenging you to do something different from what they recommend, teaching you the value of thinking for yourself. Soulmate teachers are very special, sacred relationships, and each of us has been in both roles, student and teacher, whether we realize it or not at that time. Then we have the soul crossings. Have you ever heard the cliche, ships that pass in the night? It's a phrase used to describe someone who comes into your life, but the timing and circumstances are not conducive to a long-term relationship. This phenomenon can happen with friends or lovers or even colleagues when, for a short amount of time, you are thrown together and share amazing experiences and awakenings. Even if someone doesn't stay in your life long, like a freelancer who works at your company for 9 months, whom you become close to until they move to the other side of the country, or a lover you meet on a retreat and 4 months later, they tragically pass, it's still a soul connection. In the case of the friend, you two might always treasure your time together and the lessons you learn, but your lives are too busy to keep up the friendship in a significant way. In the case of the lover who passed, you might think of this person fondly for the rest of your life, or even consider them a spirit guide. Soul crossings teach us not to judge the importance or depth of a soul connection by the length of the relationship. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and take another spiritually logic break, and then we'll return and get back into some more details and descriptives of a soulmate relationship. We'll be right back with you. What's goody, folk? Welcome back to your Spiritually Logic podcast. And in this segment, we are going to talk about what happens when you meet your soulmate. You know, finding a partner who understands you like no other is a true blessing. The things that happen when you meet your soulmate are signs that they are the one for you. Everything about the relationship feels right. You feel happy and giddy, and the bond you share is as strong as a diamond, if not stronger. But there is more to falling in love than just that. Your soulmate is someone who encourages you to live your life to the fullest, supports you in doing the things you want to, shows love and affection, makes time for you, corrects you if you're wrong, but also bickers over the simplest of things. They just keep the spark alive in your relationship. They will always be with you at your best and at your worst, and accept you as a whole for who you are. They also nudge you to become a better version of yourself. They help you improve, heal, and become the person you aspire to be. So with that said, we are going to look into about 11 things that happen when you meet your soulmate. First of all, everything comes naturally. Imagine this. You are in a relationship that feels light. It's easy to talk to the other person. The silences aren't awkward. The conversations don't always have to end up in fights, and everything feels natural, like it was meant to be. The relationship doesn't feel constricting. The relationship feels more like something you want to contribute to, instead of it feeling like work or full of compromises to make it work. That's what a relationship with your soulmate feels like. You will notice yourself being you instead of acting like someone your partner might accept. Secondly, you fight, but you fight fair. It's not always butterflies in a relationship, so fights are bound to happen. Small ones, huge ones, ones that end up with the other one or both of you crying, or ones that are meant to be playful and end up with equally good compensation. Fire sex. And the fights are not destructive. They are for the improvement of each of your lives as individuals and then as a union. Fights are important for a healthy relationship. If you don't fight, do you even notice each other? But too many fights are not good. They're not good at all. You're trying to be in a relationship, not control each other's every movement. Again, you are trying to be in a relationship, not trying to control each other's every movement. Thirdly, you keep no secrets from them. Every person has a side they don't show everyone, or just anyone. Most people in your life haven't even seen more than one of your sides. The person who makes you want to show all your sides to them, good, bad, and worst, is the person whom you call a soulmate. They are a part of your comfort zone. Being with them gives you a feeling of being home. You get a sense of security and wish to tell them everything that you have experienced. This includes your secrets, your wishes, your deepest, darkest desires, literally everything. This also means you won't face that constant fear of acceptance and rejection every time that something happens. Fourth, you experience true intimacy. When you meet your romantic soulmate, it's not just your body that craves them. It is so much more than just a physical, sexual attraction. You might crave physical touch, but that is not everything. It's also the emotional, mental, psychological, spiritual factors that play a role. It's the way you speak, easy conversations, playful bickering, simplest exchanges of glances, the way they make you smile, their quirkiness, the way they care for your well-being, and any other details about them that make them who they are. Fifth is your brain changes. And not saying that to be alarming, but yes, your brain quite literally changes when you meet your soulmate. Not physically, of course, but the moment or the amount, of chemicals it releases and how often it does so and why it does so. Dopamine, the happy chemical, along with adrenaline and norepinephrine. Are actively released when you talk to, think about, or are around your soulmate. You just can't stop smiling. You become optimistic, and your days of being cynical and pessimistic are left behind. This also means you will be making some stupid decisions in the near future, as you can't see the negatives of a situation anymore. It also means that you get better at solving the problems you are facing now that there's someone who has your back always. Your productivity, however, is on a swing. You get more productive than you have ever been, but you are also lost in daydreams about your partner for most of it. Productively daydreaming, daydreaming productively. Six, you get addicted to their company, but in a good, healthy way. Even from the early stages of the relationship, you feel a sense of peace, comfort, and security. That's what becomes addictive. Being with them is like finding the perfect match for yourself. It almost feels like you balance each other and get the feeling, oh, you most definitely are made for each other. And you get that feeling quite often, if not all the time. What you share goes beyond liking someone. You become addicted to their presence when they aren't around. You crave for them to be with you at all times, which may surprise most of the introverts out there. And when this is said, don't confuse this yearning, this craving with codependency. We're talking on a healthy scale spectrum and not an unhealthy. You find yourself thinking about them when they are around you and even when they aren't, almost to the extent that it may seem comical to others. 7, your relationships with others improve. Oxytocin is a chemical released by the brain that helps in social bonding, among its other uses. The chemical is released actively when you have met your soulmate, a person who makes you extremely happy. Thus, when you meet your romantic soulmate, you have found someone who balances you, makes you happy, understands you, and wants you just as much as you want them. Now, it's also important to remember that your soulmate should not be the sole cause of your happiness and your balance. You must first be balanced within and happy within of self and understanding yourself in order to find the proper soulmate in these instances. You should never look to someone to make you whole. Okay, this should be complementary and not supplemental. They also happen to directly and indirectly affect your relationship with others. You become social, approachable, and better at connecting to people. Your bond with the people close to you becomes stronger, and it's easier to talk to people in general. 8, you become more confident. Remember the brain changes that occur and how they make you better at solving problems? It happens because you have your partner supporting you and the fact that they have your back. This gives you confidence in doing the things you have to do and the things you want to do. There's a spring in your step as you walk the path of your goals. Accomplish things in the way you carry yourself and in the way you take charge of your life. It almost feels like a superpower to have a soulmate by this time. 9, you feel vulnerable yet secure. Strengthen your vulnerability. As you are as open and comfortable around your soulmate, you may experience things like understanding each other, being supportive of each other, helping each other, not having any secrets amongst the two of you, feeling each other's emotions and pains, and so much more. This may make you feel vulnerable in a way you may not have thought to be possible, even after. If you still feel like you are home when they are around, most definitely you have found the one. 10, you feel sparks flying. Like the 4th of July, sparks are the sign that you have found your soulmate. And it's an inexplicable feeling, a knowing, a trusting. Have you ever thought why people say so anyway? It's because when you are in the presence of your soulmate, your brain gets flooded by neurochemicals. These chemicals overload your nervous pathways that results in the feeling of getting electrocuted. Too complicated to comprehend it sometimes, right? But what occurs is that when you are attracted to someone physically or emotionally, your brain releases an overwhelming amount of chemicals. This causes you to feel a spark. And no spark actually physically manifests as far as sight. But it equals the fact that you aren't as attracted to a person as you would be to your soulmate. And finally, 11, you go through ups and downs. Nothing is just all good or all bad. Nothing is always positive or just negative. Even the world isn't either black or white. Similarly, even our lives and relations are an abstract art of the shades of gray. The fact that a soulmate brings color into your life is as true as the fact that it is us who forget to look at the colors and focus on making things black and white. A soulmate is someone who has seen the best and worst of you. They have been a part of your best memories and stayed throughout the worst. They don't judge you for being the way you are and expect the same from you. A soulmate is not your better half. Absolutely not, because you're not a half. You are a whole person, a perfect 10, complete. Soulmates compliment you for who you are and even help to make a better version of who you are. Anything less should be unacceptable. Not being with them doesn't mean a part of you is missing. Not being with them doesn't mean a part of you is missing. Not being with them doesn't mean a part of you is missing. It means that the person who helps you unconditionally to be you is not beside you. While soulmates make life beautiful and better and make you belt out romantic songs, loving yourself comes first. After all, before someone loves you, you should always love yourself first. And all of these things mentioned in this segment must be reciprocated. They must be reciprocated. And if they're not, this soul tie, quote unquote, air quotes, needs to be revisited. Amen. Amen. There may come a time when the inevitable happens, where we have to be apart from our soulmates. A relationship with a soulmate is believed to last long and that you are meant to be together forever. Nevertheless, separation may come about and both of you will have to deal with the effects of being away from each other. There will come a time when soulmates need to be physically apart. You may have to separate, but do not necessarily break up. Your soulmate may need to relocate to a different city for work, visit family or friends, or just wants to detach oneself for some time. Alternatively, this separation could lead to a breakup. The relationship between soulmates oftentimes becomes too intense that they may struggle to keep up with being together for a long time. This may eventually cause them to end their relationship and part ways. When you separate, it is most likely that you and your soulmate are not meant for each other. Moreover, the timing is probably wrong and you are not yet ready to be together. Whatever the reason is, dealing with soulmate separation is difficult and painful. Because of the intensity of the love and connection you have for each other, parting from them will be unbearable. So let's go through six things that will happen when soulmates are apart. Detaching oneself from a profound soulmate connection is distressing and can seem devastating emotionally or even on a spiritual basis. It is all the more upsetting when you inevitably decide to split up and end your relationship. Regardless, keep in mind that there is a reason and a higher purpose behind the circumstance. So we're going to go ahead and go through a few things that can happen when you separate from your soulmate. First up is you will experience separation anxiety. Being physically apart from your soulmate can trigger anxiety. It can make you feel fearful and nervous to be away from them. Dwelling on these feelings and thought patterns lead to reduced confidence in yourself, your partner, and the relationship. Maintaining a consistent presence in your soulmate's life will be difficult to achieve when distance separates you. You will feel anxious and afraid that your deep connection will slowly dwindle. You may have trust issues and worry that your soulmate will not be as communicative as before and that they might meet somebody else along the way. Separation leading to a split up can also trigger feelings of abandonment and hopelessness. Indeed, being on separate paths with your soulmate is upsetting. Nevertheless, keep in mind that soulmate connections are eternal. You are bound by the heart and soul, whether it is in this life, in a previous life, or in the succeeding lives to come. Secondly, you will endure some pain. Being apart from your soulmate will cause you sadness and despair. It will even be more devastating when the relationship has ended and you are finally parting ways. The deep and intense love and connection between soulmates make separation extremely painful for both individuals. You may experience physical pains, lack of energy, or even bouts of depression. However, this pain can propel you to change your situation. Soon, you will have the desire to bounce back, rise up from your afflictions, and be able to manage your emotions. Experiencing and enduring the pains will also help you develop your inner strength. Thirdly, you will go through personal transformation. Parting ways with your soulmate can bring about changes in some areas of your life, regardless of how substantial or seemingly subtle these changes are. The emotional distress, dejection, and loneliness you endured during the separation can awaken your consciousness and cause a shift in your perspective of things, whether it is about love, relationships, priorities, and so on. This experience can bring about a phase of soul reflection, inner healing, and spiritual soul-driven growth. You will try to seek out answers, understand what happened in your relationship, and focus on self-improvement and spiritual enlightenment. Fourth, you will pursue individuality and balance. Taking a break from a relationship, whether for good or just a period of time, gives you a chance to contemplate on yourself as an individual. Being caught up in a soulmate connection may have caused you to neglect your other relationships, your spiritual needs, or even your life mission. This period of self-reflection is an opportune time for you to assess your character, address your problems, mediate and rebalance your energies, regain control of your emotions and self-confidence, nurture existing relationships that you may have overlooked in the past, and establish new connections. You will undergo inner healing in the fifth process. Soulmates who have separated deal with the emotional pains caused by the breakup. They will try to heal themselves from the heartaches. This period of separation will give them their much needed personal time and space for self-reflection, which will eventually lead to their inner healing process. And six, you will learn to move on and move forward. Accept and welcome this time of separation from your loved one. This might just be a temporary setback in order for both of you to work on individual endeavors. Have faith in your powerful soul connection and be hopeful that you will reunite someday. Wait constructively until you both are ready to be reconnected. On the other hand, when getting back together is not likely to happen, you must learn to let go. Acknowledge that we can have more than one soul connection in our lives. You will find love again when you are ready, though it will not be the same kind as the one you just lost, and will meet another soulmate whom you will treasure deeply. The separation phase will be difficult. Because of the intense soul connection, parting ways with your soulmate will bring about anxiety, sadness, and despair. Nevertheless, enduring all of this pain and embracing this experience will propel you towards enlightenment, inner healing, and self-improvement. Recognize that separation is not a bad thing, but it is an essential part of the process for self-growth and expansion. These experiences are life lessons, soul-driven, soul-intended, meant to illuminate and guide your soul. Meditate, reflect on your inner self, and make the necessary changes for your soul transformation. And this, ladies and gentlemen, will conclude this Spiritually Logic podcast episode on soulmates, different types of soulmates, and different types of spiritual relationships. As always, if you want to support the Spiritually Logic podcast financially, you can go ahead and click on the support link at the bottom of the podcast page, which will take you to our payment page where you will enter in your credit and debit card information. You will also select the dollar amount that you would like to pledge on a monthly basis, 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, and it will be taken from that card and or account on the date that you submit the payment. If you prefer to make individual pledges or donations to the Spiritually Logic podcast brought to you by Soul Driven, Soul Intended, you can always use my Cash Apps, $Bryce Bryson. Again, that's $Bryce Bryson with a Y, not an I. You can also use my Venmo, #BryceBryson, or my PayPal, Bryce Bryson, or email souldrivensoulintended@gmail.com. And if you want to send messages, voice messages of support, or ideas for subject matters and contents on the Spiritually Logic podcast platform, you can go ahead and click on the message link, also located at the bottom of the podcast platform. As always, I love and appreciate you all in humility and honor you all for supporting Spiritually Logic platform, as well as the whole of Soul Driven, Soul Intended Collective. I can't express how much I love you all and am appreciative of your continued support. And as always, until next time, deuces. Be so driven.